Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver leads the wheat improvement team at Oklahoma State University, supported by checkoff monies from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Dr. Carver says the bar is high to do the very best job he can for today's wheat producer.
The key word here is comprehensive. We have a lot of things to deal with in Oklahoma from an agronomic standpoint, but also meet the quality demands. And I want us to be the best we can be in all those areas. I don't want to just be good at one of them. So
Those areas are
strength in the field and strength in the bakery. It's not good to me, it's not acceptable to me to be really good at one and so-so in another. We want to be good at all those because I think it's genetically possible. And, you know, plant breeding is one of those things, is you get out of it what you put into it.
Dr. Carver interested in high-yielding wheat, but at the same time, high-quality milling and baking attributes to satisfy the end user. And his work is supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for today's wheat producer.
Well, live cattle could not retain initial strength as spillover pressure from feeder cattle impacted futures. Feeder cattle reacted to strong grain price and may likely do the same. Traders had nothing else to provide much strength as box beef resumed weakness. Choice down 76 cents yesterday, select down $2, and there was no interest shown in the cash market Monday and likely will not be any today. However, feedlots may not be in the position to hold out for higher prices this week as grain prices are escalating. Hog futures tried to regain some of last week's losses, but failed to uncover sufficient buying interest, racking up four consecutive days of losses. Cash increased on the National Direct afternoon report with a gain of $1.62, but that was offset to some extent by cutouts declining $1.05. The market has corrected the overbought technical status, which might bring more aggressive buying back into the market. Another night of all-out buying in wheat markets with Chicago wheat up 30 to 45 cents, Kansas City up 35 to 40, and Minneapolis up 18 to 25. The near limit up performance on Monday seemed to directly rebuke the risk-off trade posted Friday as analysts become more concerned about supplies out of the Black Sea. Overnight, Kansas City and Chicago have put in new contract highs and now only have all-time record highs from back in 2008 in their way. Sharply higher corn prices overnight with the gains of 12 to 22 cents across most contracts. The overnight gains combined with the limit up close yesterday and has May futures cleanly above Friday's washout and within a few cents of contract highs. While Friday's sell-off was dramatic, it was the only lower close in the last nine sessions and clearly the aberration when held up against recent price action. Surging trade overnight across the soy complex with soybean oil leading gains for the second session in a row. The 3.7 to 4.1% gains in soybean oil blasted the contract to new record highs overnight. Futures coming up in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Farm Show and the Tulsa Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 7th through 9th, 2022 at the State Fair Park. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call the show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Livestock futures, April live cattle down 50 cents, 141.42 yesterday. June down 60, 137.70. March feeder cattle down 230, 157.72. April down 275, 162. April hogs down 17 cents, 103.50. May down 17 cents, 107.65. Kansas City wheat, March was up 67.5, 954 and a quarter. May up 62 cents, 953. Chicago wheat, March up 85 cents, 928. May up 74 and a quarter, 934. March corn up 38 cents, 697.5. May's up 35 cents, 690 and three quarters.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.